Chapter 90. Ty felt dead inside, as though all hope had been stolen from him. He stood from his place beside his mother's broken body and lifted his sword, the edges slick with green blood. He only had one reason left to live. Vengeance. If it was the last thing he did, he was going to cut that witch's head off. And anything that stood in his way would have to face his unrelenting wrath. Deep inside, Ty could feel something stirring, something dark and powerful. He felt strangely numb. The pain from his earlier wounds was gone. He felt nothing. It was his magic, reviving at last. His fingers tightened around the grip. It had come to give him the strength he needed to accomplish his task. His face was dark and deadly. He took two steps into the main room, raised his blade, and collapsed. He watched as the floor leaped into the air and hit him in the face. Or did his face hit the floor? He wasn't quite sure. Something didn't feel right. He couldn't move his legs.
Ty, what happened?
He felt his father's arms lift him to his knees. He felt dizzy. The room was beginning to spin.
I don't know.
He looked down at his lower half.
I can't feel my legs.
His father winced as he pulled back the top of Ty's overcoat, where the spider had latched onto his arm. It was a noise that was typically indicative of his father's displeasure.
This doesn't look good. We need to see if Adara can do anything for it.
His father's face didn't portray any optimism. Ty retched, and the room finally stopped spinning. He couldn't seem to hold it in. He felt himself being dragged to the far wall. On the adjacent side of the room, his brother fought to hold back the spiders trying to breach the narrow hallway. To his left, more spiders were pushing their way through the front barricade. Liesa and her father were being forced further back into the room. Adara was swinging her sickle, cutting off legs as fast as she could, but there were just too many of them. Ty knew it was over. They had lost, and there was nothing he could do about it. He had proven to be too weak to make a difference, and they were all going to suffer his mother's fate. Some savior he turned out to be. From somewhere outside, there was a large explosion that rocked the whole house. The spiders halted their incursion, and, one by one, retreated out through the toppled blockade. Those in the hallway pulled back as well, withdrawing through the bedroom windows. Something was diverting their attention, something more pressing than their little band of half-dead fighters. Again, there was a loud noise. The entire house shook as if lightning had struck it. With the creatures having temporarily evacuated the premises, the rest of their group ran to the barricade to see if they could catch a glimpse of what was happening.
"Help me up," Ty said as he anxiously raised one arm.
Kellen started to lift one side, but Ty grunted and quickly changed his mind.
"I can't. I'm too weak."
He poked his stomach.
"I can't feel anything below my chest."
Outside the house, the spiders were hissing. It was the same kind of sound they made when injured or dying.
"What is it, my lord?"
Kellen asked, not willing to leave Ty's side to look for himself.
"It appears to be some kind of battle."
"Battle?"
"Is it the Wielder Council?"
Ty asked, his face growing hopeful.
"Come to save us?" "I doubt it. From what that witch said, they have their own set of troubles to deal with."
"Well, who else could be powerful enough to take on a witch and an entire army of giant spiders?"
His father's head slowly turned back around toward the front barricade.
There's only one person I know.
I changed my mind. Help me over there.
Are you sure? His father asked.
Ty nodded. I want to see.
Kellen leaned over and picked him up. Carefully, they maneuvered in and around the dead carcasses lining the floor as they made their way toward a small section of collapsed debris near the front door. The oak table had all but toppled, leaving a pretty open view of the front yard through the stacks of chairs. By the time they reached the others and took a look for themselves, Ty quickly realized why everyone had been standing there in such bizarre silence. Outside the walls of their family cottage, a horde of massive, bloodthirsty arachnobes were being corralled by a wall of golden fire. Or, at least, Ty thought it was fire. There was something strange about it. It didn't quite move like fire. More like some kind of golden liquid.
Suathian Dwarnite!
Standing on their side of the golden barricade was an old man, hollering in some unknown tongue. Long white hair swirled around his head as he wielded what appeared to be a sword of pure golden flame. It was the most incredible weapon Ty had ever seen. With each swing, the white-haired man cut down any spider not shut off by the fiery barricade.
"This isn't over, wizard!"
Mangora shouted over the cacophony of her eight-legged army. She sent a spear of flame in the old man's direction, but he merely waved it aside, as she had done to Breen's arrows earlier that day. He didn't seem at all concerned.
"Begone, witch! Crawl back to your master! The boy is under my protection!"
Mangora shrilled in fury, but seeing she was clearly outmatched, she crawled up on the alpha arachnobe and disappeared into the woods, taking her spider army with her.
"Teresiden!"
The old man lowered his hands, and the golden barricade lowered to the ground, vanishing from view. He waited for the last of the spiders to finish their retreat before turning around.
"You can come out now. They won't be back."
His magical blade softened and then dissipated altogether, leaving nothing more than the hilt as he tucked it into one of the folds of his robe and waited for them to comply. Breen was the first one at the door, his axe raised, no doubt wanting to protect the others in case it was some sort of trap.
"Here, Breen, take your brother."
His father handed Ty over to his older brother as he limped out to meet the old man.
"You said you would return."
"I told you I would."
His father glanced back at the house.
"I wish it had been sooner."
Ty knew what he meant. His father waved Breen and the others forward.
"This is Nialis. He was the wizard who brought Ty to us 16 years ago.
Adara was the next out the door, followed closely by Lord Baal, who was still being propped up by Liesa. As Breen neared the wizard, Ty could see the weathered look of age in the man's face. He had clearly lived a hard life.
"Ah, my young failing, we meet again."
He rubbed a hand through Ty's hair.
"The white suits you, I think."
His smile was warm, almost fatherly. The sound of his voice was calming.
"He needs help,"
Breen said, as he held Ty out to the wizard. Nialis pulled back the torn material and sniffed Ty's arm. His nose wrinkled.
"Oh dear, that does smell bad, doesn't it?"
"Can you heal him? You are a wizard."
"The last wizard,"
Nialis said with a wave of his arm.
"At least for now."
He glanced over Breen's shoulder at Adara with a cheeky grin.
"But, as I was saying, yes, I can heal him, but not here."
"Why not?"
Adara asked, taking a step closer to inspect the wound herself.
"Because, my dear, the..."
Nialus was interrupted by the sound of approaching horses. Everyone turned and quickly raised their weapons. If Ty could have found the energy to laugh, he would have. What next?